The United Nations. How can they stop brutal massacres? Mediators and peacemakers are needed in the world. The UN Security Council has played this role in areas with repeated inhumane massacres in Sierra Leone, Liberia, Rwanda, and other countries. Though military intervention is difficult, the contribution of the UN Security Council has protected millions of people from war and other problems, such as starvation and diseases. However, the UN does have some difficulty in taking action quickly. One reason is that the US, the UK, France, Russia, and China, which are the permanent member countries of the Security Council, have the power to veto or say no to any decisions the UN wants to take. Therefore, it is difficult for the UN to take quick, decisive actions, and this can have negative effects. One example of this was in 1999, when Serbia was bombed by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization because the UNSC could not take action due to a Russian veto. Another difficulty is keeping political neutrality when the UN's peacekeeping forces are given the power to take military action. In Somalia, while on a mission to monitor a ceasefire, take humanitarian actions, and secure food and goods supplies, the SC created US-led multinational forces. Yet, about 150 people in these forces became targets of conflicting groups and were killed. Peacekeeping operations, PKO missions, have expanded from providing humanitarian assistance to taking military and punitive actions, making it difficult for all member countries to reach an agreement.